So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Get savvy. Get savvy. Get savvy.
841 Savvy Tips from Marianne now. And on Fridays, we always give you restaurant recommendations here. But this morning, we are going to tell you when you should leave a restaurant, aren't we, Marianne?
Yes, we are, Bob. And by the way, thank you for playing my number one hit.
Yeah.
Get Savvy.
I hope that's back on TikTok now. This is interesting. Yeah. If you see this in a restaurant, put down the menu and make other plans. That's the title of this.
Exactly, Bob, because, you know, just because you walked into a restaurant doesn't mean you have to stay in the restaurant. And sometimes there are a lot of reasons to get out fast.
You mean like when you ask the waiter how good a certain dish is and their answer is, I don't know, I've never eaten anything here? Is that what you mean?
Well, if they're not a very, very new employee that just started today, that can be a red flag. So, you know, usually we carry around our smartphone and we look at online reviews for a restaurant before we decide to try it. I know you and I do that all the time. But sometimes we go in not knowing, just the way people used to do back in the day before we had iPhones. Or any smartphone. So here are a few signs, according to Food and Wine magazine, that will help tip you off that you might have made a bad decision by walking into that one restaurant.
I have a feeling the listeners will want to get in on this, so I'll keep an eye on my on the text line here and add those comments if we get them at 312-981-7200. But let's hear what Food and Wine had to say.
Okay, well, the first one is a dirty restroom. So this is pretty self-explanatory, but when you step into the restroom and the floor is wet, the trash is overflowing, and there's no soap in the dispenser, listen to your spidey sense.
Yeah.
If a restaurant doesn't make the effort to clean up the area that the customers see, what does the kitchen look like? So rinse your hands really fast under the hot water, shake them off because, of course, there are no paper towels, and just walk out.
Yeah, no, that's true. And the really good restaurants have really nice restrooms, no doubt.
Exactly. All right. The next one is a 10-page menu, which, by the way, I'm just going to say I know you love. But if the menu is pages long, you might want to reconsider because a truly great restaurant focuses on just a select number of entrees. So a menu that spreads itself too thin doesn't do that. Yeah. And it's hard to trust a kitchen that can make meatloaf, lasagna, and enchiladas, except unless it's a diner. And then the menu can be super long, but choose it wisely. Like, for example, if you're not sure about it, just order eggs instead of, like, lobster fettuccine.
Yeah, too many items on the menu. That's a warning. That's a warning signal.
Exactly. Okay, here's another one. Sticky menus and grimy salt and pepper shakers. So this is another clue that the restaurant is not exactly clean. And when you sit down, look at the items on the table to see what state they're in. Anything that looks nasty means that nobody took the time to wipe them down after the last customer used it. And, you know, for all you know, the salt shaker could have been in the mouth of a child.
Ooh, I got to get that thought out of my head for the weekend.
I know. Okay, the next one is a strong odor. You wouldn't think so, but this does happen, especially if you're like, you know, like the early birds, like we are so many times because we eat so early and it's just when the restaurant opens and there's this, you know, stench of chemicals, whatever. So walking into a restaurant should smell delicious, not horrible.
Yeah.
You want to smell herbs and garlic, bacon, or brownies. But if you smell bleach or bug spray, that's really disgusting, or chemicals, it's not a good sign. If the scent is repugnantly strong air, if the scent is of a repugnantly strong air freshener that smells like funeral home flowers, you have to ask yourself what it is that they're trying to cover up.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And repugnance, that's a good word for some of these odors. Okay, the next one is you're being ignored. You should be acknowledged by somebody when you enter a restaurant, by either the host or the server or somebody standing behind the bar. You want to know that they know that you're there. And if after being seated, you're still being neglected, it could be a sign of what's to come.
Yeah, and by the way, just got a text. I'm going to try to get this idea out of my head, too. Hey, what? Bob, I'm serious. This really happened. Many flies on the restaurant ceiling.
Oh, God. You know what? That is a good one. I am going to have to look up.
Oh, man.
Looking up. Okay. All right. Well, you know, if they're, but why do they stay in the ceiling if there's food, like, down under? Wouldn't they just be flying around the food?
They're trying to decide what to order.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, the last one I have here is photos of all the food. So restaurants do need pictures instead of words sometimes, but the ones that they don't really explain what the food is and they just rely on the picture, you know, it's not a good sign because it's going to leave you disappointed. There's no way that the food that arrives at your table is going to look identical to the image that you saw on the menu. You know, and again, if this is a diner, it does get a pass, but those photos are stock images, and the line cook isn't uploading photos from his iPhone or anything like that.
Yeah, but so, especially if you're in a place like with ethnic food and you're not sure what a dish is.
That's true.
The picture helps.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like a lot of times we, you know, we go to a neighborhood Japanese restaurant, and I don't know what the dishes are. It's a very local place, and you know, I don't know the lingo. I don't know what the, you know, what it means on the menu. But then when I see it, it mm-hmm. is helpful.
Yep.
But you don't want to go to, you know, like a regular American restaurant that could easily just describe the food, and then there's a picture instead.
True, that's true.
So can you think of anything else that makes you want to walk out of a restaurant?
Yeah, if it's got a sign in the window, you know, with the rating, and it says A rating, but it's written in crayon, that's a warning signal. And another one off the text line here, we once visited a Waffle House in Indiana that had ants all over the sugar dispenser in our booth.
Oh, my goodness.
another one in Puerto Rico, walked into a restaurant, and the restaurant smelled like body odor. And then the fabric booths were very dirty. You know, people might be eating breakfast. We better stop. What's on Savvy Planet that's appetizing this week?
Okay, here's something that's really appetizing. I just bought some. I was at the store and I saw some beautiful looking broccolini, and I made it with Parmesan cheese, and it was so finger licking good. I'm gonna have the recipe on the website. And mail it to all of our subscribers this week.
I'd like to try some of that this weekend myself. Go to SavvyPlanet.com. You put a little hyphen there between the words Savvy and Planet, and you can subscribe. All right, Marianne, yeah. Don't put you know, spray around the house to cover up any bad odors or anything, and I'll see you soon.
Okay, see you soon.